What God says about the church. In the war Christians face in this difficult world, God has granted a beautiful living body to help them stand, the church. I caution the reader to avoid the sad error of looking at the current state of deformity in many local churches and concluding that the church is no longer a properly functioning entity in this world. Not every person in the local church has been truly saved. Yet, every person who is truly saved is a member of the universal body of Christ. Some key features to look for in a good local church are accurate teaching and preaching of the Word of God and the administration of the Lord's sacraments, believers' baptism by immersion and the Lord's Supper. A satisfactory local church will also be involved in ministry on three levels: ministering to God in lives of worship, ministering to believers in the church, and ministering to the world through evangelism and acts of mercy. A good church is often not the largest church with the most impressive building, sound system, air conditioning, professional music and presentations, and the youngest looking leadership. At a time of grief, to be a member of a local church that cares about what God cares about is to experience the surprising wisdom of God in establishing the body of Christ to help you in your time of need. Even among true churches, however, you will find those that are more or less pure. The two key words in this consideration are purity and unity. More pure churches care about purity and doctrine of practice, yet the preservation of those treasures is not effected at the cost of unity, ruthlessly dealing with people so that doctrine and practice are the only issues that matter. On the other hand, neither will they pursue unity, indulging people to the point where doctrine and practice no longer matter. In this way, the church can care for and love her members by caring about doctrine and practice. Even in an extremely emotional time, the gentle influence of the church helps us keep our eye on the honor of Christ rather than on using desperate emotions as an excuse for sin. In the New Testament, the church is governed by a number of elders, who in turn are assisted by deacons. These are men who have distinguished themselves in Christian service and are identified by the church as people who are qualified to serve in this capacity. To know that you are under the care of men who are experienced in life issues, who have grown in grace through different stages of spiritual growth, understanding how biblical principles are lived as well as taught, is a comfort that gives a grieving soul a place to call home. You are in no doubt that you are cared for by people whom God has raised up for you for this very day. To live through dire circumstances in the hands of Christ through the church is to come to love the church and hold her close to your heart. If you are not a committed member of a good local church, grief and loneliness will pierce far deeper. Yet it is not only the added difficulty of the process of grieving in your personal experience that you need to consider. To be outside of the compassionate hands of a true biblical church is to be outside of the body God has designed for you. It is to be outside of the household of God. Come home, where you can not only experience the comfort of Christian fellowship, but the smile of Christ.